This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios in New York City on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell with Carver High and Mafia. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Get your Rocket Mortgage on, son. Don't forget to sign up for PharrellOnTheBench.com. It's the best month to try it, at the very least. You're always saying, oh, why should I do that? He can't hit games. I hit more games than anyone anywhere, and I mean literally. So it's cheap. The return is sick. I'll make so many hits, your head will spin. Watch what happens in the NCAA tournament damage that I do, and let alone the NIT, CBI, CIT, NBA, NHL every night. My God, it's just unbelievable. Hide the money from your wife. Sign up for PharrellOnTheBench.com. My sports betting show on Westwood One, it's called a podcast, apparently. We call it Pharrell on the Bets, episode 178 tomorrow on a pain-free Friday. Drops at 6:30 a.m. Eastern on iTunes, Google Play, anywhere good podcasts are available, and WestwoodOnePodcast.com. Subscribe free. Tell your friends. It's badass. And follow us on Twitter at OnTheBets, WWO. It's not hard. Subscribe. Click, it's free, and then, follow on Twitter, on the Bets WWO. Just click follow. It's really hard, I know, for you to support the show. I know how lazy you are. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, brought to you by Geico. Here's a quick way you can save money. Just switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, motorcycle, boat, RV insurance? They got it. Geico.com is where you go to hook up with these fine people. I'm a big fan of theirs. All right. Did you see this buyout for Avery Johnson? I guess that didn't work out down in Tuscaloosa. He even had a two-year contract extension last year. He's under contract through 2023. He makes $3 million a year. It's 2019. They owe him for four more years. I mean, he's laughing all the way to the bank. They're going to have to give him a wad of money. They owe him literally $3 million a year for the next 5 years.
Yeah, I guess for the second year in a row, I believe, they were tired of watching him lose at home to some, you know, mid-major in the NIT.
So last year, they made the NCAA and won a first-round game and then finished with 20 wins. This year, they didn't make it.
Before that, they got whacked in the NIT at home by somebody, you know, that they shouldn't lose to. And then this year, they did as well, so...
So who do you think had a bigger day, Morant with his triple-double or Fletcher McGee with all those threes beating Seton Hall?
No, Morant. He was the star of the day. Triple-double, the whole deal.
Washington for Kentucky going to be out for game two. Did you see him in the cast and walking boot? Doesn't look like he's going to be playing. I would just keep him out until they absolutely, unequivocally have to have him in the lineup, right?
They're going to try to bring him back for next week, it sounded like, from Calipari's press conference. He said they're going to take the boot off to look at it tomorrow, but it looks like they want to try to get him in there for next week.
And then Florida won, right? So one of their guards rolled his ankle.
I believe so.
So
just, I mean, with Kentucky, like, honestly, like, I'm with Moff. Just if you can't beat Wofford without him, then you probably shouldn't, you know, be in anyway.
Yeah.
So, nothing against Wofford. Look, they've won a billion games in a row. You know, they've been in the tournament a couple times the last few years.
Do you think
they're not beating Kentucky?
Do you think Michigan can beat Florida the way Florida's playing right now?
Michigan, I think, is going to win the game, yeah.
And then Gonzaga and Baylor, no problem there for Gonzaga?
I think Gonzaga can struggle a little bit with them, but I do see them winning the game.
And Kentucky, Wofford, you're on Kentucky.
Kentucky's going to win the game.
Auburn, Kansas.
I'm rooting for Auburn, that's for sure.
And how about Villanova, Purdue? That's going to be a great game.
Rooting for Nova. Those are, you know, two of the teams that I can't stand, Kansas and Purdue.
Maryland and LSU, who do you like there?
I like LSU.
And then Minnesota, Michigan State.
I'll be rooting for Minnesota, but I think Michigan State will win.
All right, Mavi, who are you taking in these games on Saturday? This is the next round, second round. Maryland, LSU, Minnesota, Michigan State.
I'm taking LSU. I think Maryland had a nice little run there, but Belmont gave them all they can handle. LSU's a much tougher team. I think they're going to get that win. And the Belmont game.
Belmont's out of it. Michigan State.
Maryland, Michigan State is. Minnesota, Michigan State. I'm going with Michigan State. Minnesota had a nice run there with all those threes, but they don't do that usually. For them to have that happen against Michigan State, I'm not expecting that at all.
Well, I didn't think they'd give Louisville a game, and they beat their ass.
Louisville was struggling. We knew they were, you know, a different team, like Mike said, after the Duke game. I mean, they lost a ton of games coming into this. I think Michigan State's much better defensively than Louisville was. I think Louisville, just played dumb defense all day, switching everything and letting them get bigs on
Littles. How stupid is everybody to bet on Louisville, though? The whole world bet on them.
You bet on by name recognition. You know, no one's going to bet on Minnesota. What do they do in the tournament ever?
Gonzaga and Baylor.
I like Gonzaga. I think Baylor's a tough team, but I think Gonzaga's going to win comfortably enough. Probably.
I don't even think Baylor's that tough. Murray and Florida State.
I'm actually taking Murray to beat them. I think that John Morant, especially with what he did today, more so the assist than anything else, because now that you saw him with the triple-double, he's going to draw that much more attention, and you know that he can give it up, that he's not going to be the ball hog, so we'll get other guys involved. I think they're going to pull the upset. They're my
Florida
Cinderella.
And Michigan.
I think Michigan's going to get that win. Florida had a nice win there. I picked them. I've had both those teams going this far so far, but I think Michigan has the better defense, and Beilein is a great coach in the tournament. I think they're going to get that win.
All right, so three more, Wofford and Kentucky.
I think Kentucky's going to get that. I think they're going to play much better defense than Seton Hall did. I think they're going to be smart from the get-go and have guys on those kids, just long arms, trying to get the hands in the face at all times and not go for the ball face.
Auburn and Kansas.
I think Auburn's going to win that game. That's what I picked originally. I'm going to stick with it, although Kansas looked great. They look like Kansas of old right there. Auburn has to make sure they're smarter. If they do get that lead, they cannot go turning the ball over late like they did. Otherwise, Kansas will steal it from them for sure.
Villanova-Purdue.
I like Villanova in that one. I'm with Mike that Purdue is always a choke artist. I had them winning this game, but I don't have them winning another one because they always, when you think they're going to get going and when they look good, all of a sudden the next game they just flop.
All right, let's go to the phones. Ryan in Florida, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell, how's it going, man?
What's happening, dude?
Just pulling an all-nighter at the library, studying for these exams. Could I get a rum and Coke, please?
Yeah, get him a bottle of rum. He's got to study all night. He won't remember any of it if he finishes half of this bottle.
I appreciate it. Off-topic question. I'm a huge baseball fan. I can't wait for the season to start next week.
Right.
Huge Rays fan. I'm glad that we signed Snell up today, giving him something better than that little 15,000 bonus. I think we got some young, good talent who can play offense and defense. I think we're going to have a legit shot at making the playoffs this year. The only worry I have is if we can even stay in Tampa or St. Petersburg. I know the fan base is pretty low. So I was wanting to get your opinion on if you think they're going to stay in Florida or in the next couple of years you see them moving to another state.
Well, I mean, that's a great question. I've never thought they were close to leaving there. I thought they were close to getting a new stadium.
Right, that got whacked in December.
All right, so, but did you ever feel like they were leaving Tampa Bay? That they were going to bolt and leave altogether?
I mean, not really. Not lately, I should say.
Their owner's filthy rich.
Right, and they wanted to build, of course, that was like a $900 million ballpark on the other side of the bay. And that kind of got, like I said, it got axed in December. And now they have the lease at the Trop till 2027. They're going to have to, we know this about the Rays. They need a new building because that place is an absolute dump. That Trop that they play in down there, you can't have it anymore. So that guy's filthy rich, like you said. They need to find a way to get a new building.
So there you go. I think it's a great deal, though, Carver Hyde, that they gave Blake Snell today. To be honest with you, the guy wins the Cy Young, and that's all they had to give the guy?
Yeah, the 5 for $50.
That's a great deal.
Yeah, that's an unbelievable deal. You would think just winning the Cy Young, maybe you'd be looking for a little bit more, what you think about what you can get on the open market when you get there. But
he's locked in.
Yeah, no, he's you know, giving them, you want to call it a hometown discount. It's a nice job by him. He could be a free agent when he turns 30, I believe.
Well, there you go. I think that deal for him is unbelievable, and he's locked in with the Tampa Bay Rays. They had a great season last year. Do you think they'll emulate that this year? Do you think they'll be able to have another big season with the way they use their pitcher's cash?
I just I think that they can because a lot of the American League, like last year, is not very good. So I think that they can do it. But now let's see how teams adjust to this the next year of teams
when
going
does,
to the
baseball, I know the games in Japan.
I believe a week from today, the 28th.
So it starts on the 28th.
I believe the Yankees' home opener is Thursday, March 28th is their home opener.
Really?
Yeah, it's next. It's a week away.
And who do they open with?
I believe the Orioles.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's going to be Nipsey Russell
they
outside.
Started real early this year, March 28th, to give the teams more days off.
They're going to be freezing at nighttime playing out there in the boogie down.
They sure are.
I really think. Did you see the, do you remember the famous chick that got arrested for getting her kids into USC?
Right, there was a couple.
Lori Loughlin.
Right, that's her. She got their mom and dad, is that they were indicted for using the U.S. mail for fraudulent purposes. The parents paid $500,000 bribe so the girls could get in through the crew team. I don't even, is that the boat racing
rowing,
team?
Yes.
They even faked a photo appearing, making it appear they were proficient in rowing, but they were actually on a rowing machine. How embarrassing is that? So apparently, I think both of the kids, the daughters, both quit the school today before anyone could, you know, get them in trouble.
Yeah, they're getting investigated. There's apparently a lot of kids that are getting investigated that go in there, and there were two of them, and they pulled out before they can come down on them, but they're saying that they're still going to have hearings, and they could ban them from the school completely.
So, they quit the school, so what's the difference? They're out.
Well, that they're not allowed back on campus at all. Like, you can't come back ever. Not like, okay, right. You pull out now and come back another time when the heat dies down. No, that you're done.
What do you think of, like, does that not, like, really tell the story that they're, I mean, I hate to say it, but that they're both stupid? Obviously, if they could have never got into the school, and then they pulled some rigged rowing that they were on some crew team. They should be. Does that mean is that like an actual sport at the school? The crew team, is that like a boat racing team? And then did they make the team and they'd never rowed before?
No, they were never going to be on the team. They just acted like they were athletes to get them cleared through and let them in.
But at the end of the day, the bottom line is neither one of them had the goods to get into the school. They were both stupid. Is
that's
that
what
right?
You're going to assume because of the bribes. Yeah, you can assume that's what it was.
Well, because they neither one had grades or the records or the ability to get in normal admission, right? So they were stupid. And then their mommy and daddy got them in with money. How funny is that? How funny is that? Now, how would you like to be those two kids now knowing that everyone knows you're stupid and you couldn't get in on your own or hack it and that your mommy and daddy paid for you to do everything? How pathetic. Then again, when you think about it, what parents won't do something for their kids?
Right.
What parent wouldn't use juice to get their kid in to anything? Like, if you know somebody, it's who you know, right, in life?
That's what it always is.
Who doesn't use connections to get everything? Literally, tickets to sporting events, whatever. Anything, right? Food, parties. Who? I know a guy, right? Everything's who you know. Isn't it? In the world, is it not?
Always.
Ah, there you go. It says here that Rico Gathers has cut a deal in his weed case. He's not going to go to jail either. Another cowboy in trouble. I love this action. I can't get enough of this. 855-212-4CBS to get on the bench. We want to hear from you.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So we're here again tomorrow night at 10 Eastern for another exciting Pain-Free Friday show with nothing but basketball out the wazoo. All night long, we'll be watching the games. And hopefully, we'll be watching them. Tonight, we weren't able to watch that much. I did get to see the games, though. It's not like I didn't get to see them.
No, I can't have this tomorrow night. Honestly, I was annoyed the entire night. I went into the other room over there to try to get my own two TVs with the sound going.
Does anybody ever do anything about it? Like, say anything to somebody or just, like, mention to, like, maybe management or the engineering that, listen, every time it rains, our TVs all go out? Like,
well, that's DirecTV in general. I know that it seems to be a different type
BS.
Of thing here. I've seen this happen at people's houses, everything, but it should be, like you said earlier, more when it's, like, really crazy wind, like 30, 40, 50-mile-an-hour winds or a snowstorm or, a huge thunder and lightning storm, something
right.
Like that should be what knocks it out. We get a couple drops.
Not just rain.
Like,
that's what it does.
Right. It shouldn't be that easy, but I think that there's a lot more happening here.
It just rains here and we lose the like it's going out right now. Like
right. Oh, it's out in here.
Somebody just said to me it's just pouring outside.
But tomorrow
right
night, I can't have it. Like, honestly, I need these games on.
I think we're allegedly Mafia and Carver. I were driving home in a monsoon tonight, is what I was just told. It's pouring outside.
Awesome.
Gonna drive home on the LIE. Won't even be able to see. Driving in the dark. Does that keep you awake when you drive in those conditions where you can't see and you're having to struggle to focus?
I've been pretty good lately with it, so I'll be all right, but. It's hard when it's pouring like that in the LIE. You know what bothers me is on the LIE, you get a lot of trucks on there, and when it's pouring and you got the trucks,
oh, they're spraying you.
And they're doing 80 no matter what. Like, it doesn't matter if it's pouring, snowing, nothing. The trucks are doing 80. Like, they're flying. And you're just trying to
survive.
That's all you're trying to do.
Wonderboy Thompson Mafia says it's disappointing that his buddy TJ Dillashaw tested positive for a banned substance and said, quote, "He doesn't seem like the type of guy who would do that," end quote. Well, apparently he is the kind of guy that would do that, there, Wonder Boy. I know, TJ, we've hung out a lot. He doesn't seem like the type of guy who would do that. But that goes to show you, man, you got to check everything that you take.
Wasn't that the fight where he got cleaned out like 20 seconds in?
Yeah.
Is that right, Mafia?
That was Cejudo just cleaned
his
throat.
Right, right, right. I watched that one.
But do you really believe... Like, how funny is it that that's just a friend saying, "I can't believe it. He's not that kind of guy." Meanwhile, like, how gullible are you? I mean, the guy failed the drug test. He obviously got busted. He turned in his belt because he knew he was going to lose it anyway. He's not fooling anyone, is he? Mafia, do you put it past TJ Dillashaw to use? Because I think he is busted.
I don't put it past anybody in that sport to use.
I love how they just make it seem like it's got to be a mistake or some other supplement that is inside some other kind of supplement that, you know, he took for this or that. It had nothing to do with cheating. How stupid are people? It's simple. He cheated. He got busted. That's what they busted him for. He got popped. That's what happened instead of all this other BS. They make up all these lies for these dudes. It's so funny.
Well, you never know what's in these. Like, these supplements that they take, there's so many different ones. Even
stop taking them.
Right, that's the thing. If you look at... You know, all these things will say in the back, like, may contain this or that. Like, even if you're food, like, how many times you look at food and it's like, oh, made in the same factory as something that has peanuts or this or that, you know, that has nothing to do with peanuts or milk, but it's made in the same factory, so somehow it might have traces. You know, all these guys pop these pills for one thing or another. It's eventually bites you in the ass because you don't know what's in there.
So Adrian Broner has been ordered to stay away from a social media star after implying that he would shoot the guy in the face if he made a pass at him. He said he'd, what did he say last night? He'd kill all gay people? Is that what he said, basically?
Right, if anybody came up on him, that he would either shoot him in the face if he had his gun or knock him out if he didn't.
One or the other. So the restraining order was granted against Adrian Broner. I give Adrian Broner a 0.0 chance of staying a free citizen beyond 2 years from now. He'll be in prison by then forever.
Honestly, it's amazing he hasn't been already.
I mean, he's got no future in the free world, I believe, at
all. We got a little jail pool going here for Broner. We got
2 years.
2 years?
2 years, he's in jail for life.
I'm going to take the over.
Oh, you think he lasts?
I think he'll last. I'll say he lasts 4 or 5 years.
When is he not in trouble with the police?
Yeah, but he always seems to get out of it, right?
Not for long. How many lives you got?
Eventually, they're going
to
get you.
Oh, it's coming.
He always seems to get out of it because what has he had before this point? Money. What's he going to stop having because he keeps losing every fight he fights? Money.
A lot of people are concerned about Tom Brady skiing on his ski vacation, that he could be injured. What are you doing, man? Slow down, bro. I'm sweating watching this. They're very worried about him, that he could be injured while skiing with his family. Is he on a... He's out in Montana doing, what is he, Big Sky? Skiing in Big Sky?
It's okay. If he gets hurt, you got Brian Hoyer, right?
Your boy Klay Thompson, a week after apologizing to the Warriors fan base for his remarks about their lack of anything at Oracle, delivered another shot at them, saying it's important for him to remain focused day to day on his performance over the changing perceptions of media and fans. He said at the end of the day, the love from the media and fans can be fickle. Just because it's so game to game, We live in a time now where it's, what have you done for me lately? You can't get caught up in the love right now. Wow. Boy, he seems all bent out of shape about any people, you know, critiquing him or talking bad about his team.
Do you think all these things that we've heard him say over the past couple of weeks could eventually lead to him
leaving
there? Like, is it? I don't think he's going to.
Can't take the pressure.
I do think that he would be, I'm not going to say stupid, but I don't think it would be the best move for him to leave. But isn't this kind of starting to sound like he, like, doesn't like it there?
Fine, he's plotting his exit.
Like, it sounds like he's annoyed at fans
enough.
Being critical with him when they've won the title, like, every single year that he's been in the league.
Can't please the fans.
But
right.
It's the same thing as Kevin Durant, though. Like, oh, he might leave because he doesn't like the media or the fans. Well, you're in Golden State. Like, where's he going to leave to go to the Lakers? You think the fans are less fickle in L.A.? Good luck with that. The media's less fickle in New York or Chicago or some of these other places? No way.
Well, I think they've completely given up on the Lakers. No one's criticizing them anymore for anything.
Well, they suck now, but I'm saying, like, if he goes to L.A., like, that fan base is the most fickle fan base there is, L.A. fans.
Well, they let them off the hook big time. Like, LeBron and his team just absolutely went down the toilet real quick, like a giant hurl. And then their season ended. And then as soon as they were out of it and it's done, no one talks about them anymore. Meanwhile, they talked about the Lakers more than any team in the NBA, sans the Warriors, bar none. There's no other team. Who do they talk about? It doesn't matter what Greek Freak does or what Kawhi Leonard does or what the Celtics do or what JoJo Embiid does. It does not matter. All that mattered this year, all year long. In fact, they talk more about the Lakers than they do the Warriors, the media. The national media talks more about the Lakers, bar none, automatic. Because you know why? There's nothing to say about the Warriors. All they do is win, right? And then when they lose, they don't even know what to do, so they don't talk about them. So they don't talk about that team as much as they talk about the Lakers. The poorest Lakers who never did anything the whole season. And after he got injured with the groin, their season ended then. But they acted like it was still alive. Oh, they'll make the playoffs. They'll make the playoffs. They'll get in. Don't worry. They'll get in. And then they lost every game they played. And then when the season ended, they started saying, LeBron's not a good teammate. He sits at the end of the bench and ignores the huddle and the coaches, a sign of malcontent and disrespect. And now they say nothing at all because their season's so over. So take the Nets tomorrow is what that means in Portuguese.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, back on the bench. Nathan Hoover is a junior out of Memphis playing on Wofford. He averaged about 13 a pop, shoots 45% from the floor. Great player and... he's on the bench now after their big win over Seton Hall tonight. The Terriers rolling. Nate, great job. Way to shoot the rock, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you.
I mean, to tell you, the you two coming off screens, I got to tell you, you and your boy, McGee, I mean, just watching you two nail 11 three-pointers was just a gorgeous thing. I mean, the two of you off of a screen shooting a rock, you remind me of Redick. Both of you can really flat-out shoot.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. I mean, yeah, me and him both put in a lot of work together, you know, to be able to shoot so well, you know, and to be able to see him succeed and me and him both, you know, play together so well. You know, it's the best feeling in the world, and it's great to see.
I mean, I was watching the game very intently, and it was a one-point game with about a minute 20 left or something like that, and then I don't know what the hell happened, and then you guys just literally, I think, hit three straight threes, and it was a 10-point game, and then you kicked their teeth in after that. I couldn't even believe it all happened in a minute.
Yeah, no, I think someone told us we scored 16 points. In 16 or 12 points in 60 seconds, because me and Fletch both made back-to-back threes, and yeah, after when me and him both get going like that, we're, you know, it's very tough for people to stop us.
I mean, I don't know how you do it because, you know, I'm sitting there saying if somebody doesn't get on this McGee guy, they're gonna kill you, and then the minute they double him, they leave you open, Hoover, and you're like a vacuum cleaner popping threes yourself.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Yeah, I can't believe this is all going on. It's awesome. It's
so
ridiculous.
Let me ask you, like, you guys haven't lost a game in 2 months.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you know, it's It's crazy thinking about that. You know, we haven't lost since the new year, and it's just, you know, the feeling of winning is just coming. You know, we're not gonna get cocky or anything, but you know, it feels so great. You know, we're expected to win. You know, in our confidence level right now, it's through the roof on how, you know, how well we're feeling about, you know, as a team going into, you know, every single game.
How about when you guys beat Greensboro, another really good team in the Southern? You guys were, you know, battling for the conference. You obviously won it. You went undefeated in the conference. But you played them twice in about a week time, and you kicked their teeth in twice. You beat their ass by like 30. Then you beat them again by 12 in the conference title game. How was that? They were your toughest competition, weren't they?
Yes, sir, they were. We have so many great teams like Furman, ETSU, people like that in our conference. But yeah, we knew coming into the championship game we were not going to beat them by as many as we did the first two games. We knew it was going to be a very, you know, very tough game. But yeah, you know, the second half, again, you know, me and Fletch and got hot. And, you know, also our other players stepped up and made really big plays. You know, once all that starts – when we start clicking together and start rolling, it's, you know, it's very impressive.
How about, you know, the bottom line is you had 18, McGee had 24, Murph had 11. I thought Jackson had an incredible game because he went 14, 10, and 5. Jackson was banging the boards for you guys and blocking shots. Aluma even blocked a couple shots. I just like the way you guys play as a team. How do you now get ready other than don't change a thing as you get ready for Kentucky?
We know that they're going to come out, you know, giving it to us big time. They're going to be trying to go at us with everything they have. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be a very good game. We're not going to back down from anything, you know, no matter who we play. And we played in a bunch of big games this year, you know, thanks to our coaches. So we're, you know, we've gotten, you know, that, you know, feeling of playing a, you know, a top 10 team in the country. So we're going to come out, you know, like you said, we're not going to change anything. We're, you know, we got to look at them and scout them and everything like that. But we're not going to change how we play. No matter, you know, no matter who our opponent is.
Well, you guys lost when you played big teams like Kansas, allegedly Mississippi State. You lost to them. You beat South Carolina. You lost to Oklahoma. The Stanford game got canceled. Do you compare this team to like Kansas if you look at it realistically, as far as the heavyweight that you've faced prior to this?
Yes, sir. I mean, I see ourselves, you know, as a very, you know, as a, you know, one of the best teams in the country for sure. And I, you know, and you know, back when we played Kansas and, you know, Mississippi State, we were a whole different team then. You know, we beat South Carolina at South Carolina, which was, you know, a very good win for us. But we're, you know, we're a totally different team. We're way better. We're better defensively, offensively, all around. We're just a way better team, you know, than in the beginning of the year.
So last but not least, if you if you're at practice. And like, as I play 7 days a week myself, and I shoot millions of jumpers, if you and McGee get in a three-bomb contest at practice, who wins?
Oh, I'm winning. I tell him that every day. Every
I love
time
that.
I come in the gym, I tell him that, you know, I don't care how many threes he's made, I'm going at him, and I know. And I said in the gym, me and him go, you know, play or whatever. He knows that I have the mindset that I'm going to beat him and I'm going to make him better. And that's what's made us so good this whole year. Because in practice, you know, I make sure that I tell the coaches, you know, I want to guard Fletch, you know, I want to make him better, and, you know, same to me. But he knows I'm not going to let him ever, you know, I'm not going to claim that he's a better shooter than me. I just can't.
So when, overtime question, when you were growing up in Memphis, right, and why did you not get an offer from Memphis to play there and they ignored you or something? How do you laugh now at them with Penny there? Were you a kid that grew up loving Memphis ball?
Yes, sir. When I was younger, you know, right before I think when I was like 10 or so, that's when Coach Calipari was at Memphis with Derrick Rose, you know, and seeing that atmosphere is like, wow, you know, that'd be a great place to play. And yeah, I mean, they were interested in me, but I never got a full offer or anything like that. And, you know, I'm glad, you know, I don't have any, you know, beef with them or any problems with them at all, because I have a bunch of friends that play for them. And Penny Hardaway as their coach, and I love, me and him were good friends. I played for his team for 1 year, and I love Penny, and he's a very great guy. But, I mean, I'm not laughing at all. You know, I made the right decision coming here, you know, and it's paying off and showing, you know, showing the world now that, you know, I made a great decision and I fit perfectly with this school and this system.
He made 84 threes this year for the Terriers, and they're playing Kentucky on Saturday. Nate, great game, brother. Nice win over Seton Hall. I love watching you play. I love watching you off-screen shoot the rock. Keep doing your thing. Good luck against the Wildcats Saturday. Thanks for coming on the bench.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Thanks for inviting me.
My man, Nathan Hoover from Wofford, a kid out of Memphis, a junior. He can flat out shoot the rock. He called me sir about 12 times. That's a problem. That's when you know you're old, when they keep calling you sir, Mr. Man. Mary Ellen, get her a Guinness in Virginia. She's watched a lot of basketball today. She needs her beer.
I know. So Old Dominion didn't do it for me today.
Right. Well, I mean, seriously, you know, these schools are all great until they play somebody that matters, and then they get smacked.
Well, they missed their last 12 shots before the first half, at the end of the first half.
Well, that'll do it.
That'll do it.
I mean, it's simple. I've said this 1,000 times. If you are down in a game and you're down 10, 13 points in an NCAA tournament game, the pressure on that team that's down to hit threes is immense. And when you start missing them, the rim gets smaller and smaller. I think it's so hard to hit threes when you're down. It's easy to hit threes when you're up and the ball's popping, it's falling, everybody's high-fiving, dancing, shimmying. But when you're down 13 and you're jacking threes, they're heavy, they're hard to hit, it's a low-percentage shot, and anyone that's losing in a game that thinks they're going to come back with a bunch of threes is usually tripping.
Yeah. Well, they came. They got it to single digits. At least they pulled it back, you know, towards the end.
Right, they got it to 9, and then they lost by 13. I got it at 13, so I pushed. Originally it was 13, so I had Old Dominion at 13. I had Purdue to win, and 13 I middled it. So I'll take the push. I can live with that. But they don't matter. They're out now, so there's nothing else to say about them, really. Jimmer Fredette has agreed to a 2-year deal with the Phoenix Suns. That guy can flat-out score from anywhere. He could shoot from Tokyo and hit a shot in the NBA all the way from Tokyo. I've never seen anything like that guy, the way he scores. I can't believe he's not in the NBA, to be honest with you. The way that guy scores is absolutely crazy. You didn't tell me what you thought of Justin Houston's 2-year deal with the Colts, Carver High.
I mean, whatever.
There
Hopefully
you go.
He still got it.
Very excited. Tyreek Hill, there's a chance his future is going to be different with all these allegations of a battery of a child. Jay Glazer reporting that he heard rumblings that Hill's name is being mentioned in trade talks earlier in the offseason. Now you wonder if they're going to trade him. Glazer was ahead of the herd with his bold prediction the Giants, Odell Beckham would be traded. But now the Chiefs were talking to Hill about a contract extension, blah, 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 blah. Do you think they'll trade Hill after his latest problems?
No.
No. Giants are in the lead, but multiple NFL teams are in the Dwayne Haskins sweepstakes after his great pro day. Wow, what a revelation. Dwayne Haskins can actually throw a football. Can you believe that? Didn't he have the best quarterback numbers in college football this year in terms of throwing the ball?
Allegedly.
So he's the best, right? So there you go. Shocking development that he can actually throw a football. What a huge story that is. The Ravens are re-signing RG3, their backup quarterback. He's had a great NFL career. At least he's making lots of money. Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid allegedly settled for less than $10 million in their suit against the NFL. The Wall Street Journal reports that the collusion grievances filed by Kaepernick and Reid settled for less than $10 million. A lot of people thought they got like $20 million.
Forget that. The initial reports were getting like $50 to $80 million, and then they get less than $10. That's insane.
So that's not a win?
It's $10 million, which is what they're going to make combined, allegedly, is less than the $12 million Kaepernick was going to make.
Oh, they're not getting
salary.
$10 million each? They're splitting $10 million?
I think it's $10 million combined, plus, you know, you got legal fees and all that.
Aloha Rams, join us in Hawaii on August 17 as the Rams host the Cowboys for a preseason matchup in Oahu.
Another yawn.
It's like a Pro Bowl game.
Whatever.
Paul Goldschmidt, a 5-year, $130 million contract extension with the Cardinals. Sounds like a J.D. Martinez-type deal.
No, listen, that's big money for Goldie as he goes out to St. Louis now. He'll love it there.
I think it's a great baseball town. So Ichiro finally retires in the middle of the game.
Finally. I mean, geez, you talk about dragging this thing all the way to the end.
Wow.
I mean, enough.
How about how the guy had this brilliant career, and then when they are done with him, they're just like, Ichiro retired. Move on to the next story. That's all they say. Ichiro retired.
Well, it's hard. I mean, the last game he played, I get he wanted to have it over there. It's at 5 in the morning. Nobody's watching it.
So the Blackhawks, Flyers, Sabres, and Lightning will headline the Global Series. What does that mean?
I believe that the...
The Hawks and Flyers will play in the Czech Republic, and the Sabres and Lightning will face off in Stockholm.
Yes.
There you go. Very exciting news there. The pound-for-pound rankings are in, Carver High. Lomachenko, the number one pound-for-pound fighter in the world. Then Terrence Bud Crawford, Canelo Alvarez, number three. Look who's number four, Errol Spence Jr., number five, Golovkin, number six, Usyk, number seven, eight, nine, and ten don't even matter. Our boy Mikey Garcia, number eight, even after losing. How about the heavyweight champ, Anthony Joshua? He's number 10. Where is the bronze bomber on the list?
Neither of them should be on it.
Didn't make it. Fury didn't make
Neither
it
Neither of
either.
Them should be on it.
No?
Go fight each other.
Oh, there you go. Did you see the ex-Cal student, the football coach, threatened to fire me if I didn't have sex with him? We have a sex scandal here at Cal Berkeley with a student who says she was harassed by players and coaches on the football team and asked to perform other duties which were not part of the job description. This is not going well for her. A teen steals a cab in New York City to go to Great Adventure. You gotta love that kid. It takes some gumption to get the cab, steal it, and then go to the Six Flag Park. Also, Chester Bennington, a photo exhibit draws huge crowds yesterday on his birthday. That's our boy Chester B. Mafia. All right, I'll see you tomorrow night at 10 for Carver High and Mafia. I'm Pharrell. Good night.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.